What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. So, well, Vinny, you waited almost as long as this guy.
What is the, what? What
Hugh,
is it?
Hugh Grant is getting married for the first time. He's 57 years old.
Oh.
He has 5 children, and he's had them all since he turned 50.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy?
Well, I would say it's crazy because I know how it feels to be late in life. He's got the dough, though, so
yes.
He's not tripping on that,
no.
Which is one of the concerns I've had.
Right.
You also have health concerns in terms of are your sperm decrepit or not?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And are they
Well,
gonna...
luckily he gets young enough women that he's only half that equation.
Right.
You know.
So that's part of it, too,
right.
I'm sure. But once you... At this point in my life, having a kid, it's awesome, man. I'm totally into it.
Don't you feel like you got everything that you wanted to do out of
done,
the way?
Right.
And then you've established yourself, you know, economically. You're in a place where you can do this, and now you
have
these kids, and you can enjoy them.
I left no stone unturned.
They're
in
like
my
grandchildren.
Youth. So I definitely don't feel like, oh, this kid's cramping my style.
Right.
I need to go out and see, you know, I don't have any of that. So.
Right.
Right now, watching her learn to ride a bike has been,
What could be better?
I'm stopping myself from talking about it and posting pictures about it.
Don't stop yourself.
No, I have
Do not
been.
Stop yourself.
I am.
Don't do it.
It's too much.
It's not.
So
never enough.
It is.
It's never
too much.
Enough.
But I can see that he's probably really digging it.
Sure. Well, he better be because he's got 5 of them.
Must have purposefully done that, right?
Well,
you don't make
did.
It to 50 with none and then suddenly have them.
Yeah.
Like
he must have fallen in love and said, wow, why did I wait so long to do this?
I was very careful. As reckless as of a human as I've been, I didn't have kids by choice until I wanted kids and then they came. It happened.
Well, let's hope that the relationship hangs in there.
Mine.
No, yes, of course yours as well. I mean, that'd be great.
I mean, that's
I'm talking more about...
Okay.
So he...
I tend to be, you know, I hate to say it, but I'm
pants.
A finger crossed guy. Fingers crossed, I'm hoping for the best. Go on.
So he is going to marry his Swedish girlfriend, Anna Eberstein.
So she's the mother of the 5?
No, she's the mother of 3 of them.
Oh, so he...
Had 2 more and went from 50 to 51, I guess. With some other lady.
And she had 2 back, like one back to...
Clearly back to back.
Wow.
Because he is 57 and has 5 kids. It's crazy. Let's see. Her name, she's 39 years old. This Anna Eberstein. And she just had their 3rd kid.
Did you say 39?
39 years
okay.
old. So she had their 3rd. I don't know how old in fact, I didn't even know he had a bunch of kids at all. Like, I feel like he's really kept.
I think the first kid was in 2011.
Oh. Well, whenever it was, he was apparently 50 when the baby. So maybe it was right when he turned 50. And then maybe the first girlfriend, who is not named in this story, maybe she had the second one after they broke up. Because then he got with this Anna Eberstein. He's been with her for 6 years. He's only 57. So he's going to...
I keep reading the same sentence, and I'm not quite picking it up.
Okay, read it.
A fleeting affair with receptionist Tinglin Hong led to the birth of Tabitha before John Mungo, his first child with Eberstein, arrived a year later.
Oh.
I can't...
They're saying 2 kids from this previous
that.
Relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So...
So Eberstein's the new chick?
Yeah, well, she's the one.
He has a 5-year-old son and another 5-year-old son.
So. And they're not twins, right?
Oh, so he knocked one up just as he was out the door and then immediately.
That must be what
this
sentence is
saying. An affair,
yeah.
right?
Right.
Yeah.
So
it could have been.
But if he's got 2 kids with that person, it's at least a 10-month affair, right?
Right, but it's not
a one-night affair.
But when you say affair, you're saying that he was with someone else at that time. Otherwise, it's not an affair.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just someone you're with.
Mm-hmm. So maybe it was just, maybe yeah. at the time, like, let's call it an affair, but maybe at the time he was very early days with Anna Eberstein, and he was, you know, they weren't in a monogamous relationship.
Well, he
or
might
maybe
also
he's not
be
monogamous.
Hugh Grant the whole time, and he says, I do what I want.
Not in that accent, though.
I can't.
Say it in his accent.
I don't know how to do
just
an
do
English
it.
Accent. I do what I
keep going, please keep
Put
going.
Put the music on, Bryn. Maybe that'll
no.
help him.
Oh. How do you do an English accent?
Come just on. Like you've done it before.
I do.
I do as I please.
I do as I please. Yeah, I don't know.
Keep going.
I can't do. I really can't.
What else does he say?
Do it. It's not a matter of embarrassment. I just don't know. I can't yeah. capture it. I mean,
I do like your Arnold the best.
I can't do that right now either.
Say it in Arnold's voice. You do what you want.
I have to hear it. I'm not you. This is your thing,
yeah,
the parroting crap.
Sarah's the
I can't
voice
do that.
Person.
Mm. Yeah.
There, no, do it.
It's not a tumor. See, I can do it. Jesus Christ. You didn't stop. You didn't stop that?
I would never. I would
Good
never.
Good Lord.
That was
anyway,
just delightful.
Maybe he's just Hugh Grant the whole time and says, I don't.
Yeah. Well, he's marrying one of them now, so. He's
Good for him.
They've been together about 6 years. Three kids. So Hugh Grant quietly has had 5 children. You know what's funny is.
Someone says Hugh Grant had 3 babies in 15 months. So he's a dog.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
It sounds like it.
Nice.
It does sound like he's just doing what he wants.
Well, and he has had plenty of adventures. As
I'll
we
tell
all
you
know.
What. Yeah. He gave an Academy Award winning performance.
In what?
In Paddington 2.
Oh.
Stellar.
I think he's one of my favorite actors.
I love him.
It's funny that.
Oh, I don't love him. I think he was great in Paddington 2. What
should,
else
you
have you
see
seen
love,
that he's great?
You should see Love Actually.
No, thanks.
Love Actually.
How about never Four said Weddings that and a Funeral? Yeah.
Four Weddings and
Music
a Funeral
and lyrics.
Is his second best. His best is Notting Hill.
No, no. Oh,
oh
but
yes.
Notting Hill is great, but.
Don't
his,
say no,
his
no.
Best
Don't say no.
Is Love Actually.
You wouldn't
by,
say
by
Paddington
far.
2 is his
when
best.
When he does
work,
that dance. And
he's,
then he sees the secretary.
Like, I mean, he's in Love Actually, but he's the star of Notting Hill.
Yeah, but he's so good in Love Actually with Natalie.
Uh-huh. He's okay in that. But he's
chubby.
Amazing in Notting Hill.
He had a real stinker. It was one like he was a gangster. Blue
yeah.
Eyes.
Oh,
that's yeah.
That's the one
yeah.
you guys interviewed him for.
Mickey Blue Eyes.
Oh, yeah. Of all the movies,
I know.
He comes in studio.
That was before my time, but I remember listening to it on the air when it was happening.
Yeah.
You
he
were
was
so
really
excited,
sweet.
Sarah.
Yeah.
Well, he is like one of my favorites. There's a scene in Four Weddings and a Funeral where he's kind of whispering in the girl's ear. And it just, I think about it now and I still get shivers. It's like, oh, Hugh,
what does he say?
He doesn't really say anything. He's whispering nothings to her, you know? And I think I made him do that in the studio. I'm like, just whisper anything in
did
my
he
ear.
Do it?
Yeah, he did it.
How was he in Bridget Jones' Diary?
Great. I don't remember him in it. So he must not, he
the
didn't
first
stick
one,
out.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't
he's,
know.
He's,
how many are there, though?
I love him. I wish him happiness with his five, with his giant brood. And good luck with the marriage, Hugh.
It'll
funny.
Be interesting to see if that undoes them. You know, there's those random marriages where somehow they cruise fine and then they marry, boom.
I know. I feel like when you've been together, it seems like if you've been together X amount of years and it's working and you're not married, like maybe you should stick with that because it seems like, and I'm thinking of Angelina and Brad Pitt, like they were together 10 or 11 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And almost the minute they got married, it's almost like people do it to save it.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what that.
Yeah.
What brings
like,
that
why
out?
Why the hell would it fall apart then? Like nothing really changes when you marry, especially if you're already living together and have kids. Like what changes? Nothing.
When you're rich like that, I guess you're not worried about the health insurance and other yes. things that normal people like us worry about.
Right.
Maybe though there's a head change.
Maybe.
You know,
I
marriage
mean, it's gotta be
does
right?
seem to come with this. Otherwise, people wouldn't do it.
Right.
There's got to be some thing that happens in a relationship that either makes you feel more comfortable or finished,
right,
or something.
I wonder sometimes if it's putting a prenup together too, if that can be, you know, just sort of having to argue through that. And what do you mean you're not gonna
imagine?
Like, it brings up things that hadn't been talked about. Yeah, I don't know. Good luck to them. I hope that it all works out.
I don't know this chick, but I like her.
Who, Anna Eberstein?
Yeah.
Well, did you look her up?
Yeah, I'm looking.
Is she beautiful?
She's very pretty, but she has a warmth about her. It's very charming.
Isn't that nice?
I think she's a television
producer.
Producer?
Yeah. Mother of his three kids.
Yeah, about five times.
Okay.
Anyway. He was reading, Sarah.
Yeah. No, he's the research department. I always understand when someone on the show hasn't heard the last thing we said, Hooman. Job and Michael Bluth got in a little fender bender.
Oh, Arrested Development.
Jason Bateman and Will Arnett.
This is on the set?
No.
Why would those two be out together?
Because the next season of Arrested Development, which is the show that they're part of, is May 29th. They're dropping the first half of season 5, apparently, on Netflix. Although what I've heard about this is that they took the 15 one-hour-ish episodes that each one focused on a character from the show when they brought it back on Netflix. It was a little revival. They had taken each character and done like kind of a standalone piece for them, which wasn't super well received.
It wasn't, because I watched all of the shows. Was it Fox?
Yeah.
I watched all of them, and the show is absolutely genius.
Yeah.
It's laugh out loud genius. And when it came back, I was as much as anyone so excited. And by the, I don't know how many episodes in, I fell off.
I haven't gone back. Maybe three of them and went, okay. So what I've heard that they've done, I'm not sure if this new thing is a new season altogether and these ones are already out. That's how off the show I am. But they had taken those 15 episodes, or however many episodes there were of these standalones, and they cut them all together in order to make 22 episodes that are that are interwoven. So they're not just folks. So it's the same material, but I'm sure they've done whatever they needed to do editing wise. I'm sure they had lots of other footage and they've worked it all together. So now instead of just being about George Michael, it's, you know, everybody else is.
Hate to say it, but my fear is, and I've seen this before with the show I loved called The Killing, is a show has a certain crew together and they get lightning in a bottle and it's beyond belief great. And then for some reason it's canceled or whatever, and that group disperses. And just because you bring back the lead actors doesn't mean you get the same show.
Right.
And maybe it'll be great. I hope so.
Yeah.
But The Killing was, the first season was so epic and unbelievably great. And everything about it, the way it's shot, it was so dark and creepy.
It's the one set in Seattle.
It is. And they never got back to that. And when they finally ended it, I was like, thank God it's over, because you guys have ruined it.
Oh,
it was
you
ruined.
You wound up watching the whole thing,
though? I watched it just to finish it, but it was ruined. And it's because it was canceled.
Well, Jason Bateman and Will Arnett were in a car accident last night in New York City. They're fine. Don't worry. They were in a taxi, which rear-ended the car in front of it. No one needed to be hospitalized or anything. The driver in the car that got hit reported some back pain, because of course he did. They're in New York hyping the upcoming 5th season. It's so funny. Here they are. They actually hung around to talk to the police. There they are standing on the side of the road, just observing.
Awesome. Have you seen Ozark yet?
I haven't. We will. I will definitely watch
next.
That.
It's next.
It is.
He's
next
actually, he's the Ozark guy now. To me.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Is he a good guy or a bad guy? Or do you not?
I would call
say?
Him a good guy.
Okay.
He's the Silver Spoons guy to me.
You haven't gotten over that yet, huh?
Nope.
Have you watched Arrested Development?
No, I don't watch this.
I've only seen it a handful of times. Oh.
Yeah, that's one where you got to start at the beginning and sit down, and then you get sucked into it so hard.
And as characters come in.
Bob Loblaw's Loblog.
He's great.
All of them are great. Lucille, too.
Lucille, too, is great.
Oh, my God.
The best turn is Martin Short is beyond belief.
Fonzie's on the show, for God's sake.
Yep.
It's and he's excellent. It's so good. Oh my god. And Buster, come on. And Tobias.
So you've watched them all. Or most of them.
I have not watched the standalones.
Okay, but enough to know that it is genius. And
oh my god, yeah, okay. It's great. And Ron Howard does all the narration. And even his whole thing is just kind of
Charlize make an appearance on
the
show?
Oh my god, she was on one season. She was like a crazy English lady.
Yeah.
Who I can't remember how that all turned out. Was she and Michael like had a thing going?
I don't remember either.
Yeah, she was great on that. Anyway, there's your update on Arrested Development and what's happening with it. And somehow, two stories in, I'm completely out. You know what it is? Because we talked about Hugh Grant all that time.
Trying to figure out
blah, 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 blah.
I'm looking at all the chicks he used to date. You know, he used to be with Sandra Bullock. You know that?
Hugh Grant?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't.
Yeah.
God, just recently, I want to say 3 weeks ago, Elizabeth Hurley was in a bikini on one of my website things where there she is standing there and they're like Liz Hurley at
50 something.
Yeah. Right. And damn, if she's not as good amazing. As she ever was.
Last thing I saw her is she threw a sweet 16 for her 16-year-old son and she was wearing a low cut dress and the internet went crazy. Like, how could you wear a low cut dress to your son's birthday party?
I didn't see that. Where was that?
I didn't report it.
It wasn't even that bad.
Fine. No, it wasn't that bad. And I thought to myself, what better gift can she give to her 16-year-old son's friends than her, you know, with a low-cut dress on at the party? Mm-hmm. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
My review of Liz Hurley in a low-cut top at her son's birthday party.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show.
Here's what's happening. Talk about underwear for a second here.
That's always
a fun place to start. By the way, my review of the Liz Hurley dress at her son's birthday is 5 Persian carpets.
Mm. Oh!
Stellar.
Yeah.
She looked great.
She's got some good ones.
Uh-huh.
Dress is pretty low cut.
Yeah, you didn't like it.
Well, I don't like that style. I don't care that she's showing her cleavage.
You don't like the style that is the... Cut
down to the
below.
Belly button, basically. I just don't love it. I feel like, well, you can't wear a bra, and it's not the look I'm going to ever be sporting. But I guess it's not for me.
I have a dress that goes pretty low.
So what do you have to do? Like, tape up your boobs? Like, there's no place to... They just hang down?
I've worn it twice, and yeah, they just hang down. They look spectacular.
Of course they do. I wish I had some of that going on when I have a dress like that.
Perfect segue into my bra sizes making women happier. So the question was, and I was surprised to even see the way they worded it. A new survey found the bra sizes that make women the happiest. Women the happiest.
So
C cup.
I would have guessed C. Mm-hmm. That you feel like you got a good pair and they're not too big, they're not too small.
Yeah.
If they fill out the top just so.
I had a C cup once. I really liked them. Really liked them.
What you got now? A B? An A?
A B. Well, A, B. Well, they're right now. They're gigantic because she's pregnant. But
that's fantastic.
You take advantage of that?
Well, I enjoy them, but her body's changed more this time than it did last time, and she's not at all stoked about it.
Yeah. Second one is the one that does it. You can have one kid and your body's like, hey, look at that, no problem.
Yeah, her legs, she's like, these aren't my legs and this is not my ass. I don't know what to say about it, but I...
Yeah, she can run away from it.
Since we're talking about your roommate, she did write me back.
Oh, what was the original question?
Yeah, what did we write her for?
Well...
I don't remember.
I know, I forgot.
We were going to talk to her about... how Ripley's doing in her thought process, the name.
Oh, the name,
oh,
right.
Yes.
Well, she's actually said to me, she goes, don't go saying the name because everyone's going to take it. And I'm like, it's ours. Yeah. If they use it.
They're taking it.
Yeah,
right.
That's theirs.
They're copying
like,
us.
That's not, well, it doesn't even matter. Who cares?
Right.
I got that name. I'm using it. And it's got nothing to do with anybody else. And she's like, just sip it.
So that's a name.
Well, I don't know.
So
what did she say?
I wrote to her, hey, are you there? I have a question for you. 6 hours later, she writes, hey. So what's the question? Tell me.
Oh, we haven't already asked her the question?
No, not yet. Because it takes her so long to respond. She's not
Why didn't you just ask the question?
Yeah,
then
you should have
responded. We could have been done with this.
We have her attention.
Back to boobs, everyone. So a C cup is the boob size that women are most happy with.
They report the least angst.
Right. D cup comes in second place and A comes in third.
Yeah. I wish I had an A. I just, like, the less the better.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like yours have grown as you've, like, they were a lot smaller when I first met you than they are now.
Well,
would you
I did
say
have,
that's true?
I did have two kids.
So you so think that played a
yes,
role in it?
Absolutely.
All right.
It just seems to be more there. They're like, they're just sloppy now.
I like them.
Thanks. But I love these new bras I got too because they're not, they don't have the underwire and they're just so much, it feels
so
like
the
wearing.
The bralettes? Is that what they're?
Mm-hmm. So it's like wearing a camisole. But what I don't like about a camisole is then like the lower part of your shirt kind of catches on it and stuff. So they're just, it's like a half, it's like a piece of elastic underneath and everything is just sitting on a shelf. It's nice. Mm-hmm. It's good.
And that was on your mom's shopping weekend.
Yes. That is where I got them. See how they just look, they're back to normal. They don't have the big cup around them anymore.
What's your shirt say?
Oh, this is, Hooman got me this in Korea.
Oh, what does it say?
It says, hey, boss.
Hey, boss?
Yeah.
Oh. How do you classify those as sloppy? I don't understand.
I don't know. They're just like, they're just bigger than I wish. You know, they used to be so small. There was no line underneath. There's no, you know, it's great. I could run around and they didn't jump around. Mm-hmm. They jump around now. They're always like in my way.
jump around.
Just running around. Like, I'm like, oh, yay. And I feel them moving. It's, yeah.
The survey also found women with more extreme sizes were more likely to say their breasts influenced their personality.
Oh.
So when I read that, I thought, oh, well, this will be an interesting question. Would you say that your boobs influence your personality?
I think that they do, Yuzi.
Absolutely.
Really?
1,000%.
Well, I've watched
okay,
you.
I've watched you
front and center, like somebody attractive and you're talking and flirting with them. And you, I mean, your whole body language.
Do I go like forward towards
them
or something?
Yeah, you kind of lead with them or like arch your back a little. And
really?
I'm sure that on some levels they give you more confidence. Like, you know, a dude is that you've got them over a barrel, as it were.
You honestly don't think that they influence your personality?
I think back to when I was younger and they weren't this large. I still was sassy and.
Well, you're always pretty.
I still gave that attitude.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's developed more because they've gotten bigger. I don't know. I'm going to think about that. I really would say no, but if you guys say yeah, you guys can see me, how I act.
It's not that they are your personality. No. It's that they influence your mm-hmm. personality.
Mm-hmm. Well, and really, you're not in that much control of your personality. Like, you grow up and become who you're going to become, and so... Right, knowing it or not, brown hair influences your personality. A freckle on your face it influences it. So how could they not, really?
Right.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
You still thinking about a reduction ever?
I think about it daily.
Oh.
Daily?
Yeah. But I know I'll never
boo!
Do it.
Yeah, boo.
She said she's not going to do it, you guys.
Good.
I don't think I'll do it. The new bras that I have are helping.
Yeah, they look great. They're really, they really seem, you look like a tank. Like, poof.
That doesn't sound good.
No, like, it is. No, I'm saying that they look like they're armed and ready for business. Like, they're just.
You know, hey, Vinny, you know on Mad Men, Joan?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, Joan, like, when I think of a tank, I think Joan, because Joan wears those bras. And back in the day, remember your mom's bras? Those things were built.
Right.
Huge. Like, and sort of
you were strapped in.
Your chichis look more like a torpedo.
Yes.
You know what
That's
I'm saying?
The exact word.
I actually like that look.
Yeah.
So well, when you say tank, I think of someone like Joan.
Her
your,
character.
Your boobs are being handled.
On that show is, she's, for lack of a better word, such a sex pot when she turns it on and she's, because she's super curvy and she's.
I love
her. And what's interesting about her character is she's struggling through trying to be a businesswoman, but also has sex appeal that she can't even control.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just sitting behind the desk and guys are like, hey.
Exactly.
So it's neat how they show that sort of as part of her character.
Right.
A little struggle there, yeah.
And how she can use it, but how she also has to struggle to not use it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trip. It's a really neat character.
Yeah.
And in that, you got to watch that.
I know.
And in that
it's
is the lady you love from, what's
Elizabeth
her name?
Moss.
Moss. Yeah. She's
Peggy.
Also another super interesting character.
Yeah. I need to, it's crazy that I haven't watched that yet.
Here's a couple underwear mistakes you're probably making.
All right.
According to this story. I just lumped these two stories together. Not wearing cotton.
Yeah. You need
silk
the clean cotton
and synthetic
panel.
Fabrics don't breathe like cotton does.
Cotton's the way. It's like the way to feel comfortable all day.
How about granny panties?
Sure. They're great.
They say here you shouldn't be wearing underwear to bed at all.
Oh, You need to let the air in.
Apparently
Grandma
you do.
Grandma always says, gotta let the air hit that thing.
I'm actually more happy to be free-flowing during the day, and at night, I really prefer to have it all sort of
I want underwear
packaged.
On at night. Frankly, I wrap my legs around a pillow. I don't need that thing all up in my business.
The pillow?
Yeah, I just, you know, I have one of those body pillows and I jam it between my legs and between my knees and I hold
sure.
on
oh,
to it.
Oh, just to hit a sponsor that we have that's, you know, an actual sponsor. Mm-hmm. My pillow has...
Has a full length?
What do they call them?
Body pillow.
Body pillows.
Yeah.
They have them. I went and looked and I'm going to get one
oh,
for the missus.
Get one?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
She'll love it. She'll love you for it.
Because right now we've got 17 pillows around her.
Yeah, she doesn't. And then she can change position without having to change the position of 17 pillows. She just pulls that thing over with her. I flip right over with it, no problem.
When she moves around, does it wake you up, be honest?
Not as much as you'd think. There's other things that happen at living with someone that, if, you know, like she didn't turn her ringer off a week ago or whatever, and the text thing went off, and I was like, oh, what's going on? Oh,
so then what happened?
Then I just laid back down, and you know the fright you get.
Right. So now you have adrenaline coursing
through I thought it was my
body.
Alarm.
It's like, I'm
so
not going to be able to go to sleep.
I jumped, and then I was all adrenalized and went,
oh, that is the worst.
Did she say sorry?
Yeah. I mean, she didn't mean to. Mm. You know, it's, you live with someone, man. That's part of the deal. So there's, you know, the
room.
Upside. I do have my own
take
room.
Take one of those six bedrooms and move into that.
Oh, right. You should have seen me yesterday because I was too tired to exercise. I just wrote it off.
Oh.
I went to my guitar lesson and then got home and just sat there and played guitar.
Oh.
And worked on my lesson. It was wonderful.
What song are you learning
my
for
little
me
room.
To sing?
I actually am learning a song for you to sing, and I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
is, this
some,
is it one that I love?
It is AC/DC.
When will we? It is AC/DC?
It is.
Excellent.
And I'm learning the
and
solo,
it's a Bon
too.
Scott.
So, I don't.
It's got to be early AC/DC. I don't love the new AC/DC.
You don't get to, it's AC/DC.
It's Vinny's song, Sarah.
Yeah, don't right. do that, Sarah.
You already ruined
Why do you
it.
Do that, Sarah?
No, it'll be fine.
It's messed up, Sarah.
It, Sarah.
Yeah, way to go,
time,
Sarah.
Not Sarah.
Jesus.
It's only Tuesday, and you're still already
I already put 2 hours of work into the thing.
When are we going to work?
I
it's
don't
fine.
Know
I'll
when.
Do whatever song
we'll
you do.
See what time, how much practice I get. Right. Some days I get a few minutes, which I did yesterday.
So Friday. We'll do it Friday?
But yesterday was ballet, so they were gone.
Let's do it Friday.
Well, no, not this. I won't be ready this Friday.
Hey,
it's an AC/DC
I know, but
song,
the solo.
Vinny.
I'm trying to learn the solo,
Vinny,
too.
On behalf of the Bear, I just want to apologize for Sarah.
I
right
know.
Now.
It's unbelievable.
Bear,
well, I forgive the
thank
Bay
you.
Area or Sarah.
Thank you for
on
forgiving
behalf.
Me. I appreciate
whatever.
It.
I feel your pain, Vin.
Oh, my God.
We all feel it this moment.
You poor things having to deal with me all the time. God.
The other underwear mistake you make is not buying new ones.
Yeah,
those chonies need to be turned out.
Although sometimes that one pair that just you've loved for so long, it's heartbreaking when it finally just
disintegrates.
And disintegrate is exactly the word for it. They just all of a sudden the whole thing falls apart, and you're like, oh, I loved you. I'm kissing my panties goodbye in that scenario.
Is that right?
And scene. Yeah.
Most of us have learned by now you just can't go to the post office. You can't do it.
No. I avoid that like the plague. Mm-hmm. The once in a while you got to go to the post office, I'm just like, kill me.
You're going to be behind someone picking out which picture they want on their stamps?
Mm-hmm. Well, in these days, you can just print that stuff at home and tape it to any package.
Well, and they
have
the ones, too, the little kiosk. You can zip through there after hours, get your four sheets of stamps and be done with it.
Yeah.
I'm out of there. Well, the Postal Service is finding new and exciting ways to keep people from wanting to go, as they will now be selling scratch and sniff stamps. Again, there's the person, the lady. Let me try this one. Nope. Just kill me. Are you serious? You're going to start selling scratch and sniffs? Mm. Yes. June 20th, you'll be able to buy scratch and sniff stamps, everyone. 10 different smells.
Huh. Yeah.
Does it say like what kind?
They'll have pictures of popsicles, and their scents include fruits, chocolate, root beer. They're forever stamps, so you don't have to worry. I don't know if they can guarantee the scent will last forever, but at least the postage is paid.
Mm.
Great news. I imagine even the people who work at the post office are like, oh, great. More reasons for people to stand here and torture us as we sell postage.
I was already really unhappy.
Right. How about a fast fact?
I love those, Vinny. You know that. Love those.
Billy Joel was in a two-man rock band called Attila. In 1969 and 1970, they made one album, and it is on most lists of the worst rock albums of all time.
Let's hear it.
Really?
Attila.
Billy Joel?
Billy Joel.
Is it just like a piano player and a drummer?
I don't know.
Like,
well, I'm not going to play that right now.
That's not them.
That's not them, for sure.
That's Attila.
Type in Billy Joel Attila.
I did. But
and
anyway.
That's what came up, huh? Yeah, that doesn't sound
there's
like
actually
Billy
a
Joel.
Very popular,
way ahead of their time if they
there's
boy,
a
maybe
very
they should re-release
band named the same name so
oh.
You got, there's all the whole album's on YouTube.
The whole album is, huh?
Mm-hmm. I found it.
You're amazing.
Well, anyway, it's junk. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 925 says Ozark was great, Vinny. 510 says, I married my husband 10 years ago after 32 years together. It was nothing to do with money. We were both surprised and happy to see how different it felt for us.
It did feel different.
I think there's a head change for sure. And I don't know. It's got to affect different people different ways.
Right.
But
I guess some people maybe all of a sudden feel trapped. Like it feels official and
or
like
you expect something to change.
And it doesn't.
And it might not even be that, you know, we're on the brink, but just that I expect this person to pick up whatever slack they weren't. Who knows?
Now that we're married.
Right.
You're obligated.
And now it didn't bring that about and you're disappointed or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. It does
I don't
seem
feel,
to happen like that, though.
I don't feel at all unfulfilled not being married.
Right.
Apparently, though.
Me too.
Apparently, though, it's a thing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and sometimes it's pressure from kids. Like, remember Angelina and Brad said, you know, we'll get married when gay marriage is legal. And then when it was legal, they were like, yeah. And also our kids are all like, you guys should get married.
Yeah, I don't think my kids are or my kid is old enough to really put that on us. But she's definitely, as she was learning her name, tripping on why is mom this and I'm this.
And we're this, right.
Right. And that's one of the first things that sort of made me go, oh, boy.
I don't think any family
this.
Have a family.
Now I got to deal with this.
Great. Shoot. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with Meghan Markle's dad. And we'll go from there.
Oh.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.